All right, so yesterday we made some roster moves. We signed T.J. Yates. He'll back up Brian Hoyer. He's got familiarity with our offense, and he can step in and do the job for us. Had a good practice today, had a lot of recall. We placed Arian Foster on injured reserve. We promoted Curtis Drummond, our practice squad. He was a safety on the practice squad and had practiced really well and earned the opportunity to be on the 53. So we moved him up, and we brought Darrell Richardson back, running back, to the practice squad. I'm sure you guys were out there. You noticed that J.J. was not out there. He's dealing with a minor injury, and, you know, I believe he'll be able to play. Jadeveon Clowney was sick today, so he was suffering from a kind of a 24-hour bug, so he wasn't out there at practice today. You know, I guess I've been told that, you know, a lot of things have been said over the last couple of days in the media about, the how the organization works and things like that. Let me just say this. First of all, Rick and I both have Rick Smith and I both have respect for each other. We work together every day. We communicate every day. It's a partnership. Decisions are made by two of us, and obviously they require the concurrence of the owner, Bob McNair. But when it comes to personnel and coaching and playing and all those things, it's a partnership, okay? And that's how it works around here. As far as anything else, I'll open it up to questions.
Those reports say that you guys can't get along. You're competing for power. What do you say about that?
Well, I would just tell you what I just said. You know, it's a partnership, and I don't know anything about reports, John. I just know how it works on a day-to-day basis. We communicate every day. We have good communication, and we try to make decisions that are in the best interest of the football team.
Can you tell us, since it's going to be on the injury report, what Watt's injury is?
He's dealing with a minor back issue.
Did you and Rick have a confrontation about cutting Ryan Mallett on Saturday?
No.
And what happens, in the course of things? I'm sure you both have different opinions on things. How does that work when you disagree on a player or a certain decision?
Oh, yeah, I would say that, the majority of the time we agree. But, if there's disagreement, we work it out, and we study it, and we think about it, and we try to make, we come together and try to make the best decision for the team.
But you guys have high standards for the players, for everybody that works here. When a guy's not on time, when a guy misses things, how do you feel about that? And obviously you guys made a roster move following that. Just can you talk about what you expect from your players?
Yeah, no, when we come together as a team early on, whether it's in the beginning in OTAs even, or because every year your team's different and you go over the rules and regulations. We don't have a lot of rules, but one rule that we do have is we want guys to be on time. Now, we're not talking about starting a meeting 15 minutes early and all those things. If the meeting's supposed to start at 8 o'clock, then be there at 8 o'clock. Be there at 7:59, ready to go. The way that we deal with those issues when they're not here on time, it's dealt with internally. But if it's something that happens time and time again, then, the message isn't getting through, then we have to make decisions in that regard, too.
Did you think that you, at one point that you had reached Ryan and that you guys were on a good ground and he understood what was what you expected?
I think try to reach every player, Aaron. I really do. I communicate with the players. I think that we do have expectations for the players. I believe that we're clear about it. I believe that I'm clear about it. And it just didn't work out. It didn't work out. We wish him the best of luck, but it didn't work out here.
Talk a little bit, Bill, about getting TJ back. Obviously, you got to know him some last year. He wasn't your choice a year ago, but I guess he's a pretty good choice, all things considered, right now for you.
Yeah, every year is different, Dale. You're right. We released him last year, but that was last year. And the first thing about TJ, he's a very bright guy. He's a good teammate. He's good in the locker room. He had very good recall last night when he came in here of our offense. And he was able to go out there today. And when he went in there, he was able to operate the offense. He actually made some really nice throws today. So he'd obviously been working out and throwing while he wasn't on a team. So we have respect for TJ, and we're glad that he's here.
Bill, I think last year you said that you have a veterans committee. Do you have a veterans committee?
Yeah, I have.
You
a,
meet with?
Yes, sir.
Do you meet with them at a time like this?
I meet with them every week, once a week, sometimes twice a week. Yep.
Do they?
The time like what? I understand the.
Well, coming off a game like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the game wasn't a good game, but we meet every, regardless of what is going on. I meet with the veteran committee, leadership council every week.
You talked
once a week
the other day about possibly making changes. Could be play calls. Could be personnel. What about in the day to day stuff? Do you make any changes?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about that. One thing that we have a very, very strong belief in is practice. We're going to practice hard, especially on Wednesdays and Thursdays. That's what we believe in. We're allowed to be in pads once a week, so we'll be in pads usually on Thursdays. But we're not changing the structure of how we practice. We may change some of the things we do in practice, but not the philosophy of practice. Now, when you look at the meeting schedules and things like that, we tweak those quite a bit during the year based on, who we're playing, how the year's going, maybe based on injuries to a certain degree. You know, does a guy need more treatment? Do a group of guys need more treatment? Maybe it's more important for them to be in the training room getting treatment than it is to be watching an hour and a half worth of film. We count on our players to do things on their own, take care of their bodies on their own. We count on our players to watch tape on their own. We count on our players to watch tape as a unit, as a position group. So, we think about things all the time. We're not static when it comes to those things.
Is there something
Bob has a final say on everything in this organization. That's why they call him the owner. No. I don't think it's about control. It's a partnership. Like I said, that's what it is. It's a partnership when we come to a decision on every single, really, thing that we do.
So
Well, I would say this. There's always going to be disagreements here and there throughout the year. But, again, it works as a partnership. And so any decision that's made is a collective group decision.
Doesn't Rick have it in his contract? He has final say over
all
personnel.
You'd have to ask Rick about his contract. I know what my contract says.
What does yours say?
Mine says that it's a partnership and that any decisions that are made are with the concurrence of the general manager, and that's the way it works. That's the way it works. I don't know about anybody else's contract.
But you get to control who plays and
oh, yeah, of course. On game day, I'm in charge of the team that you see on the field, no doubt about that. Like, I don't call up to the box and say, hey, is it okay if I put this guy in at left guard? No, that's not how that – I'm in charge of who plays on game day.
Speaking of left guard, Sufilo, you had him starting. Is it okay to ask a football question?
I mean, you guys can ask whatever you want.
He played more. Did he – you kept him inactive. He was a healthy scratch. Then you play him. Is he playing better? And do you see light at the end of his tunnel?
I think he's getting better. I thought that he had some decent plays on Sunday, and I thought that he practiced well last week. And I think in the end, that's what it's about. It's about how you practice and you earn your playing time on the practice field. I'd say that just about anybody. That's how it works, and I thought he practiced well last week, and he went into the game, and he did some decent things, and now he's got to practice well again this week.
Let's take one more.
Another football question. How you look at your running back situation for Sunday, Alfred Blue, and your rotation there?
Yeah, Blue's going to obviously play in the game. I thought he had a good week of practice last week. I thought when he got into the game on Sunday, I thought he played pretty well. And for his role in the game, and it was small, but I thought he played pretty well. And then he had a good practice today. And then, obviously, Chris Polk, he'll be in there, and Jonathan Grimes, and then Prosh at fullback. So, yeah, that'll be kind of the rotation. I'm not going to get into the details of how we're going to use him. But you guys can ask whatever you want. Amy, just let him ask their question. What's that? Ryan Griffin, he was on the designated to return list, so he can start practicing at some point, I believe, this week. And then after the bye week, I believe he'd be eligible to play.
Against?
Is there any more? Is Alfred healthy?
Yes.
There's no issue.
Yeah, I just said he practiced well today. Yeah, you were probably tweeting something else out.
I was.
Probably something about my contract.
As a matter of fact.
Bill, about your contract. I'm just kidding.
You know, really, on the questions about my contract, you should ask my wife. She's a lawyer, so maybe I'll bring her into the next press conference and we can direct all contractual questions towards Colleen.
Better negotiating her or Neil?
Huh?
Neil or her? Who's the better negotiator?
Colleen. Sorry, Neil. Sorry.
In the first half, your lack of speed on defense was, it showed. If you don't have speed and guys are running by you, how do you compensate for that?
Well, you know, John, I think it's more about making sure that coaching-wise, we're all doing, what it takes to put our players in positions to make the plays. And then I believe it's about the players being able to go out there and make those plays. I think it's a collective effort. I'm not going to get into an analysis of our speed, our size, our height, whatever it is you guys analyze. I'm just telling you that we all have to do a better job.
You had mentioned today one practice a week in pads. You mentioned it on Monday as well. Is that, and because of the CBA, and I know all the teams have to abide by the same rules, but is that in your mind or to your liking what you think is enough time for you to implement for your players to execute what you want to be done?
It doesn't matter what I think about that. You know, really, all that matters is that's the rule and that's how we follow the rules. So basically, you're allowed 15 total padded practices. Once during the year, you're allowed to have two in 1 week. We did that a couple weeks ago. And then over the last, 6 weeks of the season, you're allowed to have four. So you have to kind of space it out. And so basically we're in a mode right now where we're allowed one padded practice a week. That's the rule, and that's what we follow. So it's not – my opinion on those rules really has no bearing on anything. Anything else? Yep. Yeah. No, I think he's getting better. I really do. I think that this guy is a disruptive player. I think that the more he plays, the better he'll get. I think he's basically a rookie because he didn't play a whole lot last year due to injury. And I think he's a guy that'll get better and better the more he plays. And I think you saw that at times, especially in the second half of the game last week. Anything else?
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.